We're doing Mechazoni, Shemunah, Bitachon. We're up to page Chafbet, the seventh section of the third chapter. Chachmei Yira Matzu et Hashpa'at Alimut B'Shnei Sugim. The wise men who've analyzed what it means to be a God-fearing person, they say there are two ways in which learning can affect a person's awe of heaven. Hasuga Echad Limud HaChova Shel Kiyum HaDin B'Shmirat HaAlacha. The first is learning what you got to do. Understanding how to keep halacha and actually keeping halacha, va'itorirud lemashru li'itorir, to learn to be aroused over what you should be aroused. The davening should awaken you. Different things should have different impacts on me. So you learn it and then you feel it. Nasum lev mi'uam tzavel ze, Hashem yitbarach, to pay attention. Who's the one who's told you to do all this? Hashem blessed be He. Adon kol ha'aretz, master of the land. Yotzer kol ha'itzurim, who formed all things that have form. והכרת החית של האלם מקיומו וגודל העונש, and to recognize the weight of the sin that's involved in ignoring God's existence and the weight of the severity of punishment. So that's the first way in which we approach awe of heaven. Recognizing our responsibility, recognizing the one who ordered us to do it, and the severity of ignoring Him, etc. והסוג השני, and the second type is limud pirtei halacha shekol din medin, learning the details of every halacha. Ha'amal betorah, actually working hard to understand Torah, kocho lezakot hanefesh. That in and of itself has the capacity to purify one's soul. Ve'lasoto adin, and to sensitize a person. U'metzuchtzach, and to cleanse a person. Moshech elav et haregesh hanaim shel tahara u'kedusha. Learning, working hard to understand what happens when an ox gores a cow. You look at it and you say, do I care? And the answer is, if it's in God's Torah, then learn it. So it might not be the first thing you learn, and it might not be the tenth thing you learn, but you have to understand that it's all Torah, and it will all change you and sensitize you. If you learn it truthfully, if you learn it correctly. And I'm not talking about learning Torah like the Chinese do, to develop your mind. You know, there are schools in the Far East, Koreans, they're studying Talmud, because it'll sharpen their mind.
Every household has a Talmud, instead of Talmud.
Okay.
More than it is.
They do it at each university.
Yeah?
I have a question about that. You could approach learning Talmud in order for the purpose of sharpening your mind, and then on the other hand, you can learn it for the purpose of being able to perform God's will. How is it that the latter, meaning to do it to perform God's will, is necessarily better? Because you could learn it and it becomes a monkey see, monkey do, or monkey learns, and he's afraid of hell or God or whatever, and he'll do. But that in essence is just Christianity. What should be the focus then? He's saying all of heaven. And I'm having trouble understanding. How is a true all of heaven? What is that? Because I don't believe that Torah teaches that it's simply, I'm afraid of punishment, so I will do it. So therefore, I will learn what to do. And that's what it seems like it's saying. And then I don't know if it feels as though I'm either misinterpreting something. Like not fully understanding something, or that there's something, that there's a piece missing here to fully understand what it is.
You contradicted yourself when you said the monkey see, monkey do, and then you said that you're going in and learning.
No, you're going and learning and doing kind of like a monkey see, monkey do. Like, okay,
I'm learning
how to wash my hands in the morning because I want to do it right, because I know that if I don't do it right, then I'm gonna get punished for it by God. And that shouldn't be the focus. And I'm trying to understand. It sounds as though what he's saying is that is the focus. And if it is, how is that any better than I'm learning Talmud to sharpen my mind? Both of them seem to be missing a huge fundamental element of Judaism, which kind of connects the two and makes it even greater.
Let's take a step back. I think you know what you want me to say.
No.
Ah. So,
I have no idea what I want you to say.
Can you show me which words over here bother you? Which words in the text? What did he say that bothered you?
It's not that.
Now, in one sentence, because I heard a lot of things. I need to hear one point. What's bothering you?
I'm missing the connection that differentiates Judaism from Christianity.
Who said we're different?
Huh?
I don't know what you think Judaism is, and I don't know what you think Christianity is. So I don't know what I'm supposed to be defending here. But I don't believe I would spend the time now to do that.
I'll say it in a different way. The Chazon Ish said that there's two main focuses, and each one of the descriptions, yes, they were short, is probably a recap, so that's probably of what was discussed last time, which I wasn't here for. So that much I can understand. But based on what was said, on the two focuses of approaching awe of heaven, it didn't seem to me that it's necessarily any better way to approach Torah than how the Koreans learn Talmud to sharpen their minds, and I have a problem with that.
He's saying it's burning in hell, the fear of burning in hell any different than the fear of the desire to sharpen your mind. He doesn't like either one, right? Basically,
yeah.
I didn't see hell over here.
No. Well, it's the fear of punishment.
He didn't say fear of punishment.
You understood? Yeah, it sounds like you didn't.
Where did we use the word fear? I didn't see the word fear.
The severity of the punishment.
He said understand. He didn't say fear.
So what's the difference?
So let's reread.
Okay.
And let's see what he said. So what was bothering you is you thought he was telling you out of fear you should obey. So let's reread what he said. The wise men who understand what it means to be a God-fearing person, a person who has awe of heaven, found that learning can affect a person in two ways. I'm just translating. One way is learning the responsibility we have to fulfill the law, to watch the code, the halacha, and to arouse ourselves to that which it's fit to be aroused to take note of who is the one who commanded us to do this. Hashem, blessed be He, master of all the land, who created all creations, or who gave form to all things that have form, and to recognize the sin involved in ignoring His existence and the severity of punishment. He said to recognize the punishment. He said a lot of things, but they all involved understanding. You want to learn awe of heaven, so understand, recognize all these things. Okay. Because he concluded with the word punishment, so you're making that the focus.
We come from a Christian culture, severity of punishment may put something in our mind. He may just mean being away from the Shekhinah so you can't bask in God's presence and your eternity is nothingness. I don't know, maybe he doesn't mean that. All I'm saying is we have we focus bang on how we grew up in a sort of a Christian culture where severity of punishment. All right, so if I'm serving God because I'm scared I'm going to burn when I don't even have a body to burn, but that's other stuff. Is that any worse than learning Gemara for it's safe to sharpen my mind, but maybe hopefully eventually understand Hashem? Is that kind of what you're
talking about? Yeah, exactly. Seems both.
But he said a long sentence. Why are you focusing on those two words?
Because probably I'm guessing that Aviel is onto something. That you also, you said that's how it ended. You know, that was like the last thing I heard. That was also the striking point that in conjunction with, don't learn like the Chinese because, makes me question, is it really any better what the Chazon Ish said? But I kind of ignored, I suppose. Or disregarded everything he said before that. Although I still don't totally understand what he means by recognize this, 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 and this, and you'll come to awe of heaven.
Okay.
Recognition that equalizes true Yirat Hashem, or Yirat Shamayim. That's a huge level. Just recognizing, okay, so I believe it. Is that what he means by recognizing it? Or does it mean, really, it's like totally logical? Is that what he means by it? Is there a combination of faith and logic? Like, what does he mean? What's he saying?
I don't think he's talking about faith here. He's talking about understanding. Learning and understanding.
The halachot specifically?
He spoke about learning and understanding the responsibilities we have.
Okay.
He didn't speak about learning the laws themselves as much as to learn and understand our responsibility to fulfill the laws. Meaning, I think in the study of law, we divide it into two parts, or in psychology, it's divided into two parts. One is knowing the law. The other is knowing your responsibility to adhere to the law. Those are two different things. His whole focus in the first section was to understand my responsibility to keep the law, my arousing myself to that which should be aroused, to pay attention to the concept of who's telling me to do this, to understand that it's the master of the planet. Very often, like you said, monkey see, monkey do. That's exactly what he's going against. He's saying, understand where it's coming from. And the recognition of the fact that it's a sin to ignore his existence. Again, because I could live all of life and behave like an Orthodox Jew and forget about God completely. And with that, he adds the final point and the severity of the punishment of ignoring his existence. But that's not his main point. His main point is gaining an understanding. One way to attain awe of heaven is to learn my responsibilities. And he broke that down to all these different factors. But that's his focus was to learn and understand our responsibilities. The second way is to learn the details of the laws themselves. And here he said that working hard over understanding the Torah itself has the capacity to purify one's soul. And that, I mentioned, is not for someone who learns it as a secular science. When we speak about the Torah having the capacity to purify one's soul, we're talking about the Torah when it's approached with a sincere approach to know Torah, to know God's Word. If you learn it as a secular subject, then its impact is limited.
And how does that equal to approach Torah for the sake of understanding God's work? How does that equal the purification of the soul? Meaning, that means to say that our souls are not pure, or our parts of our souls maybe are impure, I don't know. And we learn Torah for the purpose of purifying the soul.
He didn't say that.
No.
He didn't say that's why you learn Torah. He said it's a byproduct of learning Torah.
Okay.
He didn't say that's the focus. He said working hard to understand Torah has the capacity to affect us this way as well. That doesn't mean that's why we learn Torah, but it does mean that this is one of the ways to attain this awe of heaven. Yeah. Okay, we should finish this thought, even though it's at the expense of the Ran, but it's chaval to stop midway. So I'm going to reread this, because this is really an idea that's very often attributed to different rabbis in Hasidut. It's nice to see the Chazon Ish say it, and it has a lot of insight for us. Okay, I'll tell you where this comes to play. Very often a person finds that he has desires, he has weaknesses, that he wishes he didn't have. People very often find themselves at odds with themselves. They have attractions they wish they didn't have. The Torah says, do not covet A, B, C, and D. And he finds himself, he does. Now what? A person sometimes finds himself at a state where he's not where he'd like to be. He knows what he should be thinking, and he's not. And then he says, okay, how do I get there? And it's a lot of frustration. This next piece in the Chazon Ish, even though it's very short, it's two sentences, is a whole philosophy about how to advance ourselves advance our souls. And I'm going to reread from the from this sentence. Ha'amal b'Torah, working hard at Torah, kocho has the capacity, that's not the focus, but it is a byproduct, lezakot ha'nefesh, to purify one's soul, ve'lasoto adin u'tzuchtzach, and to make the soul sensitive and clean, moshech elav et ha'regesh ha'naim shel tahara v'kedusha. It attracts to the soul that sensation of purity and holiness. Learning Torah, working hard at Torah, affects us. It's like a magnet that draws to the soul purity and holiness. Vilatat bekerev lev, and working hard at understanding Torah, implants within the heart, amok, deep in the heart, giul nefesh leholelut v'tanugei heaven. A disdain for frivolous joys that are pointless. We live in a time where people will spend time. You notice the word in Hebrew also, levalot zman. We would use the word waste time, but we don't say it. We say we spend time. Everyone's going to the bar. I'm not going to go to the bar. Everyone's going to the dance club. I'm not going to go to the dance club. Everyone's going to the movie. I'm not going to go to the movie. Yesterday, a person who I have a lot of respect for came to me, and this is the second such conversation I'm having this month. I don't know what's going on. And said to me, "You have to see this movie." So, at first I thought the person was kidding. And then they said, "No, this is such a worthwhile movie." So I felt like telling the person, you know, I stopped my life to talk to you. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop my life to watch a movie you think I should watch. I'm not going to waste my time with that. I value you, so I'm going to stop what I'm doing and talk to you. I do not value the time you want me to invest in the movie, and I don't care how worthwhile you think it is. There are important things to accomplish in this world. Who has time to sit and watch a movie? Okay, maybe some people do, I don't know. But there's a lot to do.
Curiosity saying, did they both recommend the same movie?
No. No, they were both really worthwhile movies. One was a movie that's supposed to help you understand the hardships of a handicapped person going through college. Great, it's important. It was from a parent of a handicapped child, so I understand to them it's important. But the fact that it's an important movie, I can understand. I can understand that for some people it's informational and it's good. Why am I going to take 2 hours of my life to watch this? And the other one was also about all kinds of philosophical questions. Okay, I'll open up a chazanish. I'll learn my philosophy. I don't need it from a movie. But the truth is, we live in a society where this is the attraction. There's Facebook. There's limitless waste of time. You just open up that box called a computer, an iPhone, any one of those instruments, and you're there. That's it. You're surfing. But you're not surfing waves. You're surfing waste of time. Now, we are not disgusted by it. On the contrary, we are attracted to it. And sometimes a person will end the day and realize, I did nothing today. I was on the web all day or all night. And now I shot tomorrow. And then he sits there and he doesn't like himself too much. He has this empty feeling. I know you guys probably never experienced this, but there are people who sometimes spend the day going from channel to channel to channel. I was once, I had an operation as a little boy, and in my day, for hernia, you couldn't leave the hospital for over a week. Now, my parents had other kids to bring up. They weren't at my bedside all day, and I spent a week in the hospital watching TV. So, my favorite Martian, Car 54, where are you? I come from a different generation. You guys probably don't even know these things. They were innocent things, but they're still a waste of time. You end the day and you have this feeling of a vacuum. Nothing. I did nothing. I watched a Martian move his finger and pick objects up and down. Wow. Nothing. So you have those minutes where you feel emptiness and you know full well tomorrow morning you're very likely to turn on that machine all over again. So in a hospital bed you tell yourself, what else am I supposed to do? A 7-year-old kid stuck in a hospital bed. What are you supposed to do with yourself? But when you're an adult and you're not in a hospital bed and you still have that weakness, the Chazon Ish is giving us a very important formula. When we work hard at Torah, it changes us slowly but surely, it affects us. A person walks through yeshiva, he walks out a different person. If he really worked, if he worked at the Torah. And he can develop through Torah, indirectly. Through working in Torah, he can develop that feeling that he looks at the waste of time and he looks down at it. He's not interested. I could tell you for almost 2 decades, okay, maybe not that long, but over a decade, I was working on myself wondering, how come I walk into a room and the TV's playing and my eyes go, you know, it's like it's mesmerizing. So I stayed out of the room with the TV, but I kept wondering, why can I understand intellectually and I can't get there? And then you work long enough at learning Torah, you reach a point where you're not interested, where it really doesn't interest you. Chazanish says, even though you're not learning the laws of learning TV, the fact that you're learning changes you. And you can reach a point where frivolity, waste of time, is something you're not interested in. Nosaf leze menchil amala Torah ahava nifraza. On top of that, working hard at Torah gives a person an exceptional love, umsirut nefesh, and a dedication, lekiyum pirtei ha-mitzvah shel halacha zo shehu amel ba. And this is what the Hasidim often quote. If you learn a specific halacha, and you learn it in depth, and you work hard on that halacha, what ends up happening is inside, you start developing a dedication to that halacha. And that's why Hasidim say if a person has issues with where he's looking or a person has issues with his desires, let him learn the halachot of his weakness. Because if you spend a lot of time learning just that, as you learn it, it develops within you that sensitivity and that desire to observe the halachot you're learning. As you work on it, it affects you. Umoser kilyotav yis umusrei kilyotav yisruhu ladat kilakach notzar. And he finds his innards are pushing him, are demanding of him to recognize this is what you were created for. You spend your whole day learning about the laws of eating kosher. You end the day, you don't feel like going out and eating non-kosher. So it doesn't happen in a day. That's the truth. You can spend the whole day learning it and still spend the next week eating it. That's not the way it's going to work. But over time, and again, this is a long time, but if you dedicate time and you really work at it, then those halachot specifically can affect the person. So Hasidim say this in many realms. They say, you want to get married, learn ksubos. Many different rebbes have this skula. They say, you want to get married, learn ksubos. I have a friend that learned getting real hard and got divorced. I always wonder. True story, yeah. When he got his smicha for writing a get, he divorced his own wife. I was like, I always wondered, right? Right. To start with the positive, right?
That's such a sensitive idea, but that's really logical. It's really like, you focus on one thing, it's going to become a part of your life. If you're focusing constantly on divorce, like I remember when we were...